WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, anti-abortion protesters come in droves to the nation's capital today with a growing sense of awareness that with a Supreme Court seemingly on their side, it could be their final fight while the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision is still the law of the land. This is the anniversary of that ruling. COVID has limited today's protest turnout on the National Mall. A new law in the Garden State mandates domestic violence training for local prosecutors, assistant county prosecutors, judges, and police. Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz says when officers are responding to the scene of a domestic violence dispute and allegations are made,
they need to be educated and trained on how to treat these victims and to say, you know, to listen to the story and not be quick to say it didn't really happen, you're just calling us in, or you deserved it.
She adds domestic violence survivors need to feel safe when reporting abuse and uniform standards need to be put in place to make sure that happens. Federal prosecutors say a Suffern, New York man who owned a multi-state chain of nursing homes run by Jersey-based Skyline Management Group failed to pay $29.5 million in payroll and unemployment taxes, which the feds say 62-year-old Joseph Schwartz owed on 15,000 employees and 95 facilities in 2017 and 18. State officials are detailing their initial plans for a billion-dollar investment in federal funds for new water infrastructure.
State Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says the infusion of cash for wastewater and drinking water infrastructure is a once-in-a-generation investment. LaTourette did concede, though, it is only a fraction of the estimated $30 billion it will take to update pipes, equipment, and other necessary projects. Roughly $170 million will be made available this year, with the remaining balance to be distributed over time. Chad Robison, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The infusion of cash comes from the $1 trillion infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden late last year. A law signed by former President Trump in 2018 is now gaining attention because it could mean the impending release of a convicted robber who had originally been sentenced to 117 years in prison. Francisco Herrera Janal was involved in a botched bank heist in Reddington in 2007. That caused the accidental death of an FBI agent, but now could be free as soon as 2026. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on podcast. A close call for a storm passing by us. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
Your station's a lifeline for getting all New Jersey every day.
New Jersey 101.5.
8.5, 304, New Jersey, fast traffic.
Now, it's a very tough ride if you're heading back into the Garden State off the Gothels Bridge this afternoon. There's a westbound crash being cleared away on the Staten Island Expressway just before the Gothels. So, again, if you're going to be entering New Jersey at the Gothels, expect a lot of tough traffic. Some very tough traffic heading up the Turnpike 2, northbound inner and outer roadways from exit 9 up to 10. Bumper-to-bumper traffic for at least 3 miles right now. There is an overturned tractor-trailer still being cleared away. The left lane shut. Car lane's tough with rubbernecking. And Route 1, you're seeing a lot of alternate volume now out of New Brunswick. Starts right around Route 18. Runs up to Old Post Road, some stop and go on 27 out through Highland Park 2. Some parkway traffic around Bloomfield south of 147 back down to 280, and then further south at the off-ramp to exit 140B in Union. There's a right lane shutdown there for a crash being cleared. And further south in Brick, you've got construction at the off-ramp to exit 91, one lane shut in both directions. At the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, it's okay at the George, Holland, Lincoln Tunnel, about a 5 minute wait. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Christina Stoffo, New Jersey traffic south. We're looking at some slow-moving cars on 70 West out through Cuthbert Boulevard and Cherry Hill, even though construction's just cleared away a little while ago. Also, the New Jersey Turnpike north and south around exit 4. It looks like there's construction causing a traffic shift. 55, the northbound side leading into the area. Route 42, definitely under the speed limit at this time. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
Unwind your workday with Steve Trevalese. Listen weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
Jet. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. All week long, we've been tracking a coastal storm system that will drift southeast of New Jersey tonight. It's a close call, but all signs are pointing to nothing more than snow showers in southern New Jersey, if that, little to no accumulation or travel impacts. For most of the state, it's just going to be another frigid winter night with partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures will dip into the lower teens on average by tomorrow morning. And we're still frozen tomorrow with sunshine and blue skies. Highs only make it to around 30. Sunday looks slightly better, slightly warmer, with sun and clouds and some late day flurries, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Little reinforcing shot of cold air will keep highs only in the 30s on Monday, with more sunshine on the way. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Brick, 23, Scotch Plains, 35, Edgewater Park, 24. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.